Grace is the basis of our relationship with God. Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell challenges us to embrace the sustaining power of God's amazing grace.
You ever been around a Christian with a bad attitude? Have you ever had one yourself? And I'll tell you, when you do, you need God's grace to be with your spirit, to turn that attitude around and to help you recognize that God is good and we have plenty to be thankful for, and maybe even to help you forgive someone. That's what Philemon had to learn how to do.
Fast-paced world of heavy demands and competing responsibilities, spiritual survival is a challenge. In our series, Grace for the Pace, we will discover how to fuel our spiritual tanks with the sustaining grace of God. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. God's grace equips us, strengthens us, renews us, and sustains us. Yet many Christians never fully understand the role grace plays in their daily walk with God. As a result, they fail to experience a victorious Christian life. In today's series, we will discover how to keep a successful pace throughout our entire Christian journey. And now, here's Pastor Paul Chappell with part one of a message called God's Replenishing Grace.
We need God's grace to replenish and renew our heart in order that we might go on with the right spirit to do the work that God has called us to do. And I believe that the local church is a place where God wants us to meet together for fellowship and worship. And God wants this to be a place where we are renewed and equipped for the work He has called us to do. It is a place where each of us can grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as Paul the Apostle wrote to Timothy, Timothy was, of course, his son in the faith, and Paul knew better than anyone the battles that Timothy would face. He knew that Timothy would face persecution. He knew that he would face spiritual opposition from Satan. He knew that Timothy would perhaps face various types of physical fighting against him and warring against him. And so, as he writes this last letter that would be penned from the Apostle Paul, he is really putting his heart into mentoring this young man by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. We know that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and yet I believe the Spirit of God allows us to sense and understand the relationship between Paul and Timothy in this particular book. And here he says to Timothy in verse number 1, "My son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." He said, Timothy, you can't be strong yourself. You know, we hear the army's motto, be all that you can be. And that's the cry of the world. Think positive. You can do it. What the mind can conceive, then your life can achieve. And that's what the world says. But that's not what God says. God says to us, don't be as strong as you can be, but let my grace be strong in you, and you can be strong through me. And this was Paul's challenge to Timothy. He said, you're going to need to be replenished in your life, and this will only be accomplished by the inner working of God's Spirit within our hearts and lives. I want you to notice with me this morning some of the ways that God's grace can replenish you when you feel like you've been going through that spin cycle day after day after day. Notice in your outline this morning, His grace replenishes our strength. God's grace replenishes our strength. And we see here in the Word of God, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. I believe that God's grace will give us strength for service. God will give us strength for service. I have noticed in this busy life that we often are living that in the midst of all of the busyness, one of the first things that sometimes gets put to the side are the things of God or serving God. We sometimes can put aside church attendance or prayer or Bible reading or ministering to a neighbor or visiting a shut-in or any one of 100 things God would put on our hearts to do. Sometimes those things get set aside because it just seems like we're too tired to really do the things that sometimes matter the most. Now, when Paul says to Timothy, be strong, he is saying to him, I want you to be enabled. Be enabled by the grace of God. God's grace is an enabling grace. And we can be strong in God's grace. Grace is an all-inclusive word for the power and gifts of the Holy Spirit. When we read the word grace, we are reading about the inner working, the inner strength, and the inner disposition that is created, not by our positive thoughts, but by God's work within our hearts. And so he says, Timothy, be enabled by the Spirit of God. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 28, the Bible says, wherefore we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God. You see, there are times when you'll come, and oftentimes when you'll come to the end of yourself. And yet I want you to know that's exactly where God wants to meet us today. When you say, I just can't handle it anymore. I just can't handle my grumpy husband anymore. I just can't handle my whining wife anymore. I just can't handle my rebellious teenager anymore. I just can't handle my grumpy boss anymore. And you get to that place where you feel like you can't handle it. God says, all right, I'll be glad to take over from there. I'm the enabler. I can give you what you need within your heart to forgive and to have joy and to have love for someone. And so God says he wants to give us strength for serving. Sometimes a Sunday school teacher can get frustrated because the children don't listen real well. Sometimes a nursery worker can get frustrated because the diapers are always dirty and the children are always biting. And those things are frustrating. And yet God says, I can enable you. I can give you strength to go on. James chapter 5 and verse 10 says, take my brethren the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. And so God says, endure hardness. God says, be strong in my grace. He says, I'll give you strength for serving. And when we come to that place where it seems like we just can't go on in our own strength, there's plenty of power left because of the inner working of the Spirit of God in our life. He says, I'll give you strength for serving. He also wants to give us strength for suffering. He wants to give us strength for those times when we are suffering in the Christian life. You know, there are some preachers today who want to say that the Christian life is nothing more than good times and health and prosperity and all of these things. And I believe truly that Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. But the fact of the matter is the Bible also says all those who are godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. In other words, if you intend to live what the Bible says today, persecution will come. If you intend to live the Bible out in your neighborhood and at your workplace, sometimes suffering will come into your life. And it's during those times when we need the ministry of the Holy Spirit within us to strengthen us and to give us the faith to go forward. God says, I'll give you strength for suffering. Sometimes we need that strength when we are fearful. When we are going through that spin cycle, we wonder, when's this going to stop? And when will the pain end? And fear can come into our hearts. And we can wonder, why is this happening? Why is God allowing this in my life? The Bible says in 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. How many times has that verse convicted my heart? And has God reminded me, hey, I didn't put that in your heart. I don't give you the spirit of fear. Someone said that worry pulls tomorrow's clouds over today's sunshine. Worry pulls tomorrow's clouds over today's sunshine. And it's an amazing thing when you observe some Christians who are growing in grace, how that in the midst of all the trials of life, it seems that God, by His grace, is helping them and strengthening them and replenishing them day by day. I have seen many Christians in our church face unbelievable circumstances. I have seen them walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil. I have seen that God is with them, and his rod and his staff, they do comfort him. I have seen them follow God beside the still waters and into the green pastures. I have seen God's grace real in this church over and over again. His grace truly is amazing. The Bible says that God has given us not a spirit of fear, but of power. The word there for power is that Greek word dunamis, from which we take the word dynamite. It means an ability from the Spirit of God. It means an inner strength that this world cannot really understand. God putting strength within the heart of someone who is suffering. And when we are fearful, God says, I want to give you some dynamite power in your heart. I want to encourage your heart. How many of you believe this morning that when you were born again by the power and the person of the Holy Spirit of God? And he's indwelling our lives today. And he wants to strengthen us when we're weary with our commute and when we're struggling with our kids. He says, I want to strengthen you during this time. And so when we are fearful, God will strengthen us. When we are weary, God will strengthen us. In your notes this morning, I placed a verse that the Apostle Paul also used and that has encouraged my heart. 2 Corinthians 4:16, the Bible says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish. Now let's just stop right there. How many of you have ever been there? Your outward man just said, hey, buddy, I'm done for the day. I'm tired. I don't want to go on anymore. Paul said, though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. I'm glad that my life is more than this old body here. I'm glad that inside of me is the Spirit of the living God, and that the new man, this new creature, can be renewed day by day through the preaching, through the praying, through the Word of God. The Spirit of God ignites a power within me, and we can be replenished and strengthened by the grace of God. I heard of a father and son who were shopping, and the little fella was carrying the basket for his dad. And as they were walking down the aisles, the dad would put some articles in there, and put some peanut butter and jelly and some different things. And the fella was carrying that bag. And after a while, a lady came by and said, son, said, that's a pretty heavy load for a little fella like you, isn't it? And little fellow was standing there holding that basket thing, that little carrying device. And he looked up at the lady and he said, ma'am, he said, don't worry. My dad knows just how much I can carry. And I'm glad that I have a heavenly father who knows just how much I can carry. The Bible says he'll not try me above that which I am able. The Bible says that his grace is sufficient for me, and his grace will replenish my strength. And God will not put something on you without giving you the strength to carry it. And I'm thankful today for the words of the Apostle Paul when he spoke to his son Timothy and just said, be strong in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but day after day, I need to grow in grace. Day after day, I need to yield to the Spirit. And I need to acknowledge to God that I am weak, but he is strong. And I need to say, Lord, I need you to replenish me today and encourage my heart today and strengthen me for this journey. But notice secondly this morning, his grace replenishes our spirit. His grace will replenish our spirit. Now, when we were in high school, we used to play basketball, and the cheerleaders would often ask this question. They'd be on one side of the basketball court, and they'd do this silly cheer. I can hear it in my ears right now. They'd do something like this. We've got spirit. Yes, we do. We've got spirit. And then they'd go, how about you? And they'd ask the folks on the other side. And they were excited to have spirit and school spirit. You know, I find that many Christians have lost their spirit. Many Christians have just kind of gotten so bogged down in the burdens and in the trials of life that their spirit is not what it once was. Sometimes Christians feel that they've been burned by another Christian, and so their spirit is poor. Sometimes they feel that they've been ripped off in some part of life, and so their spirit is not what it could be. Their attitude is not what it should be. And sometimes these Christians will even talk about grace, but their life doesn't manifest grace. And God says, I want to replenish your spirit. I want to put a smile back on your face. I want to encourage you about the Christian life. Now, God will turn you from doubt to faith. And he'll take a spirit that is a doubting, pessimistic spirit, and he'll create within you a spirit of faith once again. I'd like you to turn, if you would, in your Bible this morning to the book of Philemon, just over a few pages there, the book of Philemon. We'll not go through this whole book, just one short little part of the Bible, Philemon. But there's a story here that really tells us about the spirit of a Christian. If you recall the story, Philemon had a servant by the name of Onesimus. And the Bible tells us that Onesimus had run away. He was a runaway servant in the first century Roman Empire. And on his journeys, he had met the Apostle Paul, who had led him to Christ. And so Paul writes the book of Philemon, and he asks Philemon to forgive Onesimus. This is a beautiful picture of what God has done for us in forgiving us from our sin. Well, Philemon had lost faith in Onesimus. Philemon's spirit towards Onesimus was not really that good. Don't raise your hand, but have you ever had somebody that frustrated you or hurt you? And maybe there was a breaking point in the relationship. And here was the case between Philemon and Onesimus. But I love what the Apostle Paul says in verse number 18 of the book of Philemon. He says, Philemon, he says, if he hath wronged thee, if Onesimus hath wronged thee or oweth thee aught, put that on mine account. By the way, that's what Jesus says about our sin. He says, put that on my account. Aren't you glad that your sin is on the Lord Jesus' account today and that you're not held guilty for your sin? But Paul says, put it on my account. Verse 19, he says, I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I will repay it. Albeit I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me even thine own self besides. He said, listen, you may not want to forgive Onesimus, but remember, you owe me a whole lot too. And he said, because I was the one who shared the gospel with you. But notice now, down in verse number 25 of Philemon, Paul says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your, what's the next word say? Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. That's a small s. It's not speaking of the Holy Spirit. It's speaking of the spirit of a man. And he said, now, Philemon, I pray that God's grace will be with your spirit. You ever been around a Christian with a bad attitude? Have you ever had one yourself? And I'll tell you, when you do, you need God's grace to be with your spirit, to turn that attitude around and to help you recognize that God is good and we have plenty to be thankful for. And maybe even to help you forgive someone. That's what Philemon had to learn how to do. He said, Philemon, I'm praying that God's grace will be with your spirit, that you won't be mad anymore at Onesimus, but that your spirit will be different. Listen, if you're living in anger towards someone today, that someone is controlling your life. Your life is nothing more than a reaction, like a ping pong ball going off the wall. And you'll not have God's blessing when your spirit isn't right. And so he says, I pray that God's grace will be with your spirit. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 22, he says this again. The Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. And God can take our doubt and turn it into faith. He can take our pessimism and turn it into hope. And God says to Philemon, I want you to let God's grace change your spirit about this matter. There might be some way this morning where the grace of God needs to change your attitude just a little bit, where there needs to be a little attitude adjustment this morning. You know, sometimes you see folks and they'll come to church and you can just kind of tell they'd rather be at the Dodgers game, you know, just kind of sitting like that. And they're not sure they want to be there. They're just kind of going through the motions. And you know what? God says, I want my grace to change your spirit. George Mueller once said, the beginning of anxiety is the end of faith, and the beginning of true faith is the end of anxiety. And God says we need to learn through His grace to have faith once again and to trust in Him. Secondly, He wants us to grow from discouragement to hope. From discouragement to hope. Sometimes our spirit can become a discouraged spirit. Notice in your notes there, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse number 16, the Bible says, now our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through, what's the next word say? Grace. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work. God says, through my grace, I want to give you hope. By my grace, I want to establish your life. I want you to turn from discouragement to hope. But that will only happen when we are yielded to the Spirit and allowing His grace to work in our hearts. It may be during a time of sickness and discouragement comes, but God says, I want you to focus on the promises of my word. It may be during a time of family breakup. I don't know if that there's anything that's harder to observe than the anguish on a little child's face when their family's breaking up. And sometimes you look into a child through that moment in their life and your heart just aches for them as they go through that. You know what they need during that discouraging time? They need the love of God expressed from us and also as they themselves grow in grace so that they'll not be bitter, but that they might see the loving hand of God in their life, that they might allow God's grace to replenish their spirit and to encourage their heart. God's grace will replenish our strength. Though the outward man perishes, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. God's grace will replenish our spirit. When there's a sorrow, when there's a bad attitude, God through His grace will strengthen our spirit. But notice finally this morning, His grace replenishes our supply. His grace replenishes our supply. You know, when we recognize our own weakness and our own emptiness, we will soon realize we need God's strength to move on in this life. Just like a car needs gasoline to get on down the road, we need God's power to keep going in life. Now, I want you to see some things God supplies for us in this life. First of all, God will supply forgiveness by His grace. God will supply forgiveness by His grace. Now, let's turn right now to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, and let's see some of the most wonderful verses in all of the Bible in Ephesians, chapter 2, beginning in verse number 8. And let's see the power of God's grace at the very early moment of someone's life, perhaps even before they're saved, when they just begin to understand what grace is. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 8, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Now God says, my salvation, forgiveness for sin, the covering for your sin, for by grace are you saved. He said, it is a gift that I'm giving to you. I'm going to supply this forgiveness to you by grace. It's something that is totally undeserving. It is a work that God's going to do in the heart of someone who believes, perhaps even today. It is something that is a free gift. He says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, religion has complicated the matter of salvation. Religion has brought various types of works that are taught, things that must be accomplished. And if that's not enough, sometimes we're even told that after you die, we have to pray for the repose of your soul and try to hope that you might get up into heaven. Boy, we're involving even others now in the whole process. But God says it's not about your works. It's not about the works of someone else. It's all about the work of the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ shed His blood on the cross to completely pay for sin. My friend, we don't pray to anyone else for salvation. We pray to the Lord Jesus Christ, who graciously offers salvation as a free gift. And so by His grace, we are saved. In other words, not one person here deserves to go to heaven. Not one person here is good enough, because the Bible says we all fall short of the glory of God. But the forgiveness of Christ allows God's righteous demands to be met through the blood that was shed, and His righteousness is made full in forgiving us based upon the price that was paid. Jesus shed His blood, and by His grace we are saved.
You've been listening to Daily in the Word with Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. In life, there's nothing more important than knowing where you'll spend eternity. Some people believe that being a good person is their pass to get into heaven, or that this life is all there is. But nothing could be further from the truth. That's why Pastor Paul Chappell wants us to send you his newest book called Paid in Full, Your Debt, God's Payment, as a thanks when you support this ministry financially. Call us at 1-800-68-TODAY or go to dailyintheword.org to request this book for yourself or a loved one.
So many people request copies of Pastor Chappell's messages every day for their personal use and to share with their friends. That is why we have posted them on our church website, preaching.lancasterbaptist.org. This collection of messages is sure to be a powerful source of inspiration for you, a family member, or a loved one.
We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell has served as the pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church for nearly 30 years, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, connect with us, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at dailyintheword.org. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.